take advantage of this opportunity, yep. Now. Every time we step on this field, man, take a look around. What you want your legacy to be?
The 7-3 Eagles meet the 2-8 Tennessee Titans. Huff to the 10. Cuts back at the 15 to the 20. He's free. He's at the 20, the 10. He is in for the touchdown. Coast to coast. As Mettenberger goes back, Mettenberger steps up. He's hit. There he goes. It is Connor Barwin. Rolls in the game. The give goes to Sproles. He crushes to the outside. He's in for the touchdown. He gives the football off to McCoy, who comes across the 25 to the 30. Cuts back at the 35, 40. 45 midfield. 40, 30. He gives it off to McCoy, and McCoy's in for the touchdown. Two-yard run, Shady McCoy, that's more like it. Sanchez fakes, rolls, fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown James Casey.
That is impeccable timing.
Calling for the ball, he's back, here comes the rush, they've got him again! Eagles needed a big win, they knew they had to come back and win with authority today, and that is exactly what they did.
The wild one at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Welcome everyone to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles taking care of business on Sunday, beating up on the Tennessee Titans. Lots to get to here, Bo, as Thanksgiving beckons, and of course the Dallas Cowboys await on Thursday afternoon.
That's right. We'll talk about this game quickly, and it was another impressive performance for all three phases of the Eagles offense, defense, another special teams touchdown. But really, we all know that, as you so put it so well yesterday, that was the appetizer the main course comes on Thursday.
Yeah, so the Eagles are back to work. There is no time off this week. It really is, as Mark Sanchez said after Sunday's win, a race against the clock. First things first, we take a look at the win over the Tennessee Titans. The Eagles, of course, starting things off the right way with the Josh Huff kickoff return. And that is the 10th straight win for Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles have two tough ones remaining. Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champions, and then Dallas come in. That's going to be really, what a great stretch of football here. And then how about rookie place kicker Cody Parkey, 5 of 6 field goals, great kickoffs, just another solid performance.
Finally missed one. His streak ended, but he certainly rebounded by making 5 of 6. His third straight over 50 yards. He's perfect from over 50 yards this season. As I say every week, the kid has been nails.
Yeah, 4 field goals of 50 yards or longer for Cody Parkey. Back in July, I honestly had never heard of Cody Parkey. Now he's having really statistically the best season in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles at the place kicker position. Let's get you caught up on everything happening today. Chip Kelly meeting the media, some injuries to get to. Chris McPherson, our 360 update, presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Head coach Chip Kelly is not one to get nostalgic. The Eagles are playing on Thanksgiving against the arch-rival Dallas Cowboys and for first place in the NFC, no less. But Kelly's sole focus is on getting the players ready with just 4 days in between games.
No, you just got to be ready to go. I mean, one thing we don't worry about is what we don't control when we don't have any controlling over the schedule. So, you know, we got a plan in place. You know, we got our plan in last night as a staff before we went to bed. So players were here this morning, excited about the opportunity. Got a big game. It's a division game. And both teams have the same amount of time. So it's not like anybody has an advantage over it. So,
you know, it's really exciting. It's huge. I mean, you hear fans talk about it all the time and people you meet on the street. And I mean, back in June, they're just like, hey, man, you know, we got to get Dallas. It's like, what? We haven't even played a game yet. Like, I just signed here. What are you talking about? So you start to see how important that rivalry is.
The Cowboys beat the Giants on Sunday night to keep pace with the Eagles in the NFC East. Running back DeMarco Murray, the league's leading rusher, gained over 100 yards for the 10th time in 11 games this season. On a team filled with weapons from quarterback Tony Romo to wide receiver Dez Bryant to tight end Jason Witten and a talent-laden offensive line, Murray remains in the crosshairs of the Eagles.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is he's fast, he's smart, he's decisive when he hits the hole and he gets downhill. He has that demeanor about his running style that he's not afraid of contact, and a lot of times he looks for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be huge for us to not let him get going. When they can run the ball well, I think it really opens up their passing game, and that's when their offense becomes really, really dangerous.
The injury report is even more critical on a short week. Quarterback Nick Foles is out with a collarbone injury, but linebacker Emmanuel Acho, who exited Sunday's win over the Titans with a groin injury, was limited in practice, but he is optimistic that he'll be able to play on Thanksgiving.
Tough to tell. I think I'll be able to, but again, people recover differently. I know me and Miko had similar injuries. He played the following week. He had 7 days. I have four. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll be able to, but again, it'll be tough to tell. But I know, I got a role to play, so I got to do what I can to get right.
That'll do it for today's 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back for more Inside the Studio with Dave and Bo. Well,
thanks very much, Chris. Bo, as we look back at Sunday, the offense putting up a lot of numbers and special teams again doing its job.
That's right, and we'll talk about that on the other side. Mark Sanchez said the old Mark Sanchez would have dwelled on the interceptions he's thrown. The new Mark Sanchez turns the page to the Cowboys, and of course we'll talk about the special teams, their 10th return touchdown for the Eagles this season. The rest of the league combined has only 12. Talking about that on the other side on Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
My name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360, talking a little Eagles offense, one that was pretty consistent on Sunday. Lots of balance. LeSean McCoy, a big game. Mark Sanchez, a couple of mistakes, but another 300-yard game.
That's right. And we were talking all week about whether this would be the game that the Eagles' running game finally got things going. They did that. 130 yards on 21 carries for LeSean McCoy. The offensive line looked pretty good with Andrew Gardner there at right guard. And as for Mark Sanchez, he spread the ball around. 9 different guys had a catch. 6 of them had at least 3 receptions. Mark Sanchez is moving this offense efficiently. The question, of course, is can he eliminate some of those mistakes? And I think those are fixable. He certainly says so.
And when the Eagles get the running game going, when LeSean McCoy breaks the 100-yard mark 22 times in his career, the Eagles with a 19-3 record. So as you take a peek ahead to the Dallas Cowboys game, got to get the running game going against the aggressive Dallas defense.
And this is a Cowboys defense that was expected to be pretty bad entering the season. They have not been very bad this year. They do things pretty well. They don't turn the ball over very much, but they're pretty steady, and they'll stop the run.
They weren't supposed to be pretty bad. They were supposed to be historically bad. And yet, Rod Marinelli, the defensive coordinator, has done a very fine job with the Dallas Cowboys. A big play in Sunday's win. Mark Sanchez rolling right, finding tight end James Casey in the end zone. How did it happen? Our All-22 Breakdown with Greg Cosell.
This third quarter touchdown to James Casey shows a lot of the elements of Chip Kelly's offense. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with the horizontal stretch, stretching the perimeter. You see the run action to the left. That stretches the perimeter. Now, the other part of this play, which is really critical, then Sanchez goes to the right, boot action. So if we just run this a little, you'll see it right here. And here's the really important part. And notice Sanchez went to the wide side of the field, because what they're trying to do is create conflict here for this corner. Sanchez is going to throw the ball, and you see the ball's been thrown already, but he's throwing the ball off of that corner that I've circled, because what you get is you get James Casey back here. He's actually running his route on a safety to the wide side of the field, so the Eagles have a lot of room to work. You see this corner? He sits low. So now Sanchez knows that he has Casey running to the pylon in the end zone without that corner being a factor in the play. Beautifully designed play. We'll clear it and let it run. Really well done by Sanchez. They created conflict for a single defender, created an easy read for Mark Sanchez, a really well-designed touchdown throw to James Casey that made it 34-17 Eagles.
All right, good stuff there, Greg. Now the attention to the special teams, which once again, Bo, delivers for the Eagles. Josh Huff, the opening kickoff, 107 yards. Cody Parkey, a big game. Darren Sproles, still the impact in the return game. Can you keep it going here for six more games?
Well, the question all year has been, is this sort of a fluke or will they keep going? I think they've proven that we sort of expect these big plays every week. Josh Huff, of course, getting the Bo Nose bump with that kickoff return touchdown. He's returned a touchdown. Chris Polk's returned a touchdown. Everybody involved on special teams for the Eagles this season, it's such a cohesive unit. On that touchdown, you saw like five different guys holding perfect blocks. Dave Phipp has just done such a remarkable job.
Is there an award in the NFL, and I'm serious, for best assistant coach? Because Dave Phipp has to be considered it. There is no group that's done anything close to what the Eagles special teams have done this season. It's truly been an historic season of performance for the Eagles special teams. They have been dynamic from the first game on. They've made a difference, and they are a huge reason the Eagles 8-3. Dave Phipp, coach of the year, coordinator of the year. Maybe the NFL needs to recognize Dave Phipp somehow, because he's been absolutely awesome.
I'm with you. I mean, every single phase, field goals, we've talked about Cody Parkey, kickoff return, they've got two touchdowns, punt return, Darren Sproles has been great. Coverage units have been outstanding. The one blip, that touchdown against Green Bay, but every single phase, this special teams is just dominant.
Yeah, and good to see rookie Josh Huff get in on the fun with his electric kickoff return to start the game. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk a little bit about an Eagles defense that was uneven on Sunday and the challenges that Dallas presents on Thursday.
You win. Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win. You win.
Go Eagles! America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Now, Eagles fans, Bob's Discount Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on Dallas. Visit mybobs.com/Eagles lineup to enter now. Contest ends December 1st, 2014. We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. We're coming to you today from the NovaCare Complex, of course, and then we come your way on Tuesday at 5 p.m. And then it's off to Dallas, the Eagles and the Cowboys. And the defense, after an up-and-down performance against Tennessee, really needs to clamp down on the Cowboys on Thursday.
Against Tennessee, the pass rush was there. 5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 3 takeaways. But they did give up a few big plays down the field. Bill Davis in the locker room talked about an uneven effort for the defense.
Oh, I think it's another year in the system. I think Billy McGovern's done a great job with those guys. And, you know, a year ago we really put a big focus on dropping and teaching them how to drop in a 3-4. And this year he kind of flipped it back over to the pass rush. But, you know, it's the guys knowing the system. It's knowing each other, too. Yeah, a lot of those are games and stunts. They're running with each other. So maybe Trent gets a sack, but it was Connor that made the stunt go, or vice versa. You know, so they're all tied together, and they're playing well together. Yeah, it was good to see, because last week it was the opposite. They weren't as good. But again, it's every game's a game in and of itself, and it's really not attached to the last one. But the guys stepped up today, and the coverage was tight. On those third downs, and we got some pressure. Well, our off-season prep on them and our bye week prep on them would be what I'd go off of, but we really are in one-week seasons, and you cannot look past the Titans onto Dallas. So right now we'll go back over the office and dive into Dallas. Well, you look at different people. You look at your division polls. You look at what they're doing now. We know what they did last year, but they've got a new coordinator, and how did that change? And the personnel and how they're using them this year always changes. So you can only rely so much on your off-season. But the bye week, you take another peek at them, and then now we'll dive over. Well, wasn't a surprise. We had a bad week. You know, we had a bad game, and we had a good week of practice. So, like I keep saying, these guys are pros. They work hard at it. They hang together, and it's not a surprise that they bounce back like this.
Well, listen, Bill Davis has done a very nice job with his defense. He's got a question mark, of course, with Emmanuel Acho and his groin injury. Acho didn't practice today. We'll see if he's available for Thursday. But the offense the Eagles are going against on Thursday, much more balanced, much more explosive. And I would put them in the category, maybe just a notch below Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, but certainly one of the best offenses the Eagles will play all season.
Yeah, certainly right there with them and Indianapolis, who the Eagles beat earlier in the season. It's going to be interesting to see what the Cowboys do game plan-wise in this game. Do they lean on the ground game as they've done all season long with DeMarco Murray and perhaps the best offensive line in football against an Eagles defense that has been very good against the run, or do they open things up a little bit, try to throw the ball downfield to Dez Bryant against the likes of Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher? I guess we'll find out on Thursday.
You know, the Eagles need to pressure the line of scrimmage. They did that on Sunday with a 3- and 4-man pass rush. I would expect Davis to come with a little bit of blitzing against Tony Romo and try to put some pressure on the Cowboys quarterback. We saw the blueprint when Washington did it. Teams have not followed that blueprint. And on Sunday night, especially, the Cowboys taking advantage of a lack of New York Giants pressure to drive down the field and score the winning points and beat the Giants. So the Eagles and the Cowboys both 8-3 heading into this Thanksgiving Day showdown when we return to Eagles 360. We take our first look, our in-depth look at the Dallas Cowboys 2014 edition, a whole lot better than some expected.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, talking a little Eagles, Cowboys, of course, and the first look at Dallas. And we begin at the quarterback position. Tony Romo looks pretty healthy, Bo.
He does look healthy, of course, after that back injury that cost him one game, but he has returned. He also had a bye last week, so it will be interesting to see whether the short week affects Tony Romo's health. Obviously, the Eagles will like to hit him as much as possible.
Yeah, and the numbers are really impressive from Romo. He's minimized his mistakes. He's thrown a ton of touchdowns. And look at that completion percentage for Tony Romo, 69%. So Mark Sanchez got to match wits with another gunslinger. And that's going to be a big battle.
Well, and when Tony Romo has as much time in the pocket as he had against the Giants last night, it's going to be pretty easy to complete passes. Obviously, the Eagles hoping to get better pressure on Romo. And as for Mark Sanchez, he talked about it. He has to eliminate some of those turnovers. The two interceptions were a little bit different. One of them was maybe a mix-up. The other, just a bad throw, the right decision. He's got to clean those up and hopefully get the ball down the field.
At the running back position, the Eagles with LeSean McCoy. A huge effort for him against Tennessee. DeMarco Murray has been the best running back in the NFL this season. The numbers are eye-popping, Bo. 5 yards per carry, 7 touchdowns, and 1,354 yards. What do the Eagles do against Murray?
Well, we talked about the comparison of these two running backs last night on the postgame show with Greg Cosell, and he said DeMarco Murray is just an average runner, above average, but it's really the offensive line. He says LeSean McCoy is a better running back than DeMarco Murray, but of course, it doesn't matter how they're getting their production. They are getting the league's best production on the ground. The Eagles' run defense will be under fire.
And the wide receiver position, manned by some depth, some talent, and headlined by two players who have very comparable statistics this 2014 season. The Eagles know all about Dez Bryant. Big, strong, explosive, fast, the total package. Really, really huge responsibility for the Eagles secondary.
And again, we talk about this nearly every week, but this is the reason that the Eagles want those tall cornerbacks on the outside like Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher going up to fight and contest at the point of catch against a big, big guy like Dez Bryant.
And then the rest of the numbers, the Eagles defense and the Cowboys defense. What an improvement for the Cowboys. Rod Marinelli has done a great job as the defensive coordinator. The Cowboys don't get to the quarterback a whole lot. The Eagles obviously have a huge advantage there. But for the most part, the defenses are fairly comparable.
Yeah, and Dallas is headed in the middle by Rolando McClain, who was really out of football last year. He's been the best player on their defense this year. Eagles offense, I think, though, will have an opportunity to move the football.
So it's a pair of 8-3 teams atop the NFC East. The first of two meetings in a span of 17 days. What a great time we're going to have on Thursday in the Big D.
It's funny.
In Arlington, Texas.
In the beginning of the season when the schedule comes out, you sort of looked at this three-game stretch as maybe deciding the fate of the Eagles' playoff season, and it's funny that it's actually coming down like that.
Yeah.
8-3, here we go.
Yeah, we know what the playoff picture looks like in the NFC East. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to take a look at a clouded and very competitive playoff picture in the NFC. We'll break it all down for you when we return in just a moment.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win!
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust,
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Bo here. Let's take a look at some of the games of importance around the NFC on Sunday. Well, the Arizona Cardinals cooled off by Seattle. Really impressive performance by the Seahawks, who play San Francisco on Thursday as the NFC West, Bo, gets sorted out just a little bit.
Yeah, and we're sort of hoping that Arizona is going to continue to fall back a little bit and maybe give the Eagles a chance to get a bye if they can win that NFC East. Obviously, we'll find out if they can do that. And then elsewhere around the league, Detroit going into New England, and Matt Stafford did not look good. That offense
did not
get much done.
Take that team out of the dome, and that's what they do.
That's exactly right, and they're going to have their hands full trying to keep up with Green Bay, who won a closer-than-expected game in Minnesota, but the Packers getting it done. And
they're now in first place in the NFC North. And then San Francisco, a late touchdown to beat the Washington, struggling Washington football team that just is just not getting anything going offensively in that passing game. Robert Griffin III looks terrible.
How do you think that West shakes out? Obviously, we'll see Seattle next week, but who do you think?
I think Arizona holds on to it just because they've got a bit of an advantage there with the record. But I think San Francisco is the team to beat, ultimately. I really think that their defense...
Really?
Yeah, I do. I just can't figure out the San Francisco offense. But Seattle, I think the loss of some of the key defensive players that have been silent, I just think it's going to catch up to them.
And, of course, as you look at potential tie-breaking scenarios, the Eagles' loss to Arizona is going to hurt there if it comes down to an even record for a bye. So Eagles are going to have to make up two games on Arizona.
Yeah, so in the NFC South, the Saints tonight hosting the Baltimore Ravens, a critical game in terms of their jockeying for first place in that below 500 NFC South with the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers.
It's going to be, six wins might win that division.
Yeah, well, we got enough to worry about right here. We got enough to talk about the Eagles and the Cowboys. The first of two shows here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com this week. We're back tomorrow. We've got a lot to get to tomorrow. We've got cover two segment as we get some outside perspective on this football team. We'll hear from the locker room as well and take a look at the world of fantasy football as the playoff picture there is really getting intense.
Usually last week or second to last week of the regular season for most fantasy teams. So I'll talk to Joe Dolan about what you want to look for in those three Thanksgiving games. Are you playing guys or not?
Yeah, and Mike Quick, of course, a veteran of the NFC East battles against the Cowboys, now the color analyst on the Eagles radio network. So a lot to get to this week. We thank you for joining us today on Eagles 360. I'm Dave, he's Bo, and we say thanks so much for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.